Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Aero's Gremlin. That's correct, Aero's Gremlin. Now, this might sound like something out of Ghostbusters, but you have to hear it to believe it. I'll get right into it. This is from CNN.com. The article is written by Oren Lieberman, dated Friday, March 8th, 2024. Title says, U.S. Military Developing Portable UFO Detection Kit as Pentagon Says No Evidence of Alien Tech Found. So I got to tell you right up front, no such thing as UFOs, but by the way, we have developed a UFO detector kit, just like something you might see on Ghostbusters. It begins by saying the U.S. military is developing a portable UFO detection kit to collect better data on reports of sightings, as the Pentagon says there is no evidence of alien technology found in government investigation. The new portable detection kits, consisting of an array of sensors that fit inside a protective case, are currently being tested at a range in Texas, said Timothy Phillips, the acting director of AARO, the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which was set up in 2022 to catalog and investigate reports of unknown objects. Yes, this many people believe is an office where nothing gets resolved, nothing gets investigated, and now we're being told that they have come up or are coming up with this Gremlin kit to detect UFOs. Before I get any further, I want to just take a look at who is Timothy Phillips, okay? So oftentimes we just kind of gloss over these people. And these are the people behind the scenes. I got this off of AARO.mil. It says, it's got a picture of the fellow here. Timothy A. Phillips, Deputy Director and Acting Director for All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Mr. Timothy A. Phillips assumed the duties of the Deputy Director All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, in October 2023. That's so Sean Kirkpatrick could go into full-time debunking, I think. He is a senior National Intelligence Service executive appointed in 2006 with over 40 years of government experience, serving in a variety of senior intelligence community assignments in the field and at agencies' headquarters. Mr. Phillips is a retired United States Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel serving in peacekeeping, humanitarian, or combat operations in Lebanon, Somalia, Kuwait, Iraq, Joint Task Force Bravo, and JTF 510. And then it has a whole list of educational bona fides here for him. And at the very end, this is the part I like. Mr. Phillips served on the Council on Foreign Relations as a National Intelligence Fellow. So without getting too far down the rabbit hole, you can look up the Council on Foreign Relations for yourself and see what you think about all of that. Leave it to say, these guys are deep state, six ways to Sundays, in my opinion. Secondly, I found the name of the project interesting, Gremlin. Well, what is a gremlin? Well, if we go here to Google, it tells us a gremlin is a mischievous folkloric creature invented at the beginning of the 20th century to originally explain malfunctions in aircraft and later in other machinery processes and their operators. So the whole thing, they've named this program after a gremlin, after something that represents malfunctions that are unexplainable. Interesting word choice there for this project that they're so proud of. Now I'll go back here to the CNN paper. It says, if we have a national, and this is Mr. Phillips talking, if we have a national security site and there are objects being reported that are within restricted airspace or within a maritime range or within the proximity of one of our spaceships, we need to understand what that is, Phillips told reporters Wednesday. And so that's why we're developing sensor capability that we can deploy in reaction to reports. Yeah, a day late and a dollar short. So if we happen to see a UFO show up over a nuclear power plant or an Air Force base, we can be there in a couple days with one of our Gremlin machines, just called Ghostbusters. Now, I suppose he's talking to these reporters at this press conference. That must have been the one that Ross Coulter wasn't invited to. So even the press conferences they have, these aren't private, these aren't public press conferences. You have to be invited to go there. So this is a place where they can form a narrative at. The report says the sensors and detection system is called Gremlin, Phillips said, and his office is looking to deploy it to a site with many reports of UAPs or unidentified anomalous phenomena, which is the Pentagon's term for what are commonly referred to as UFOs. Maybe they'll be there at Skinwalker Ranch with Louie. But none of the reports reviewed or previous government investigations found extraterrestrial technology or alien life. No, nothing to see here. We have this large metallic-looking orb flying over Mosul at a slow rate of speed, but no violation of the laws of physics there. All investigative efforts at all levels of classification concluded that most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena and the result of misidentification, according to AARO's newly released historical record report. You know, what a joke. So everybody looked at this, and we all decided that this was nothing but space trash and swamp gas. Go back to sleep. So this is what you're paying millions of dollars for. Can you imagine what this guy makes a year? It's got to be $200,000 or $300,000, I would think. This is what you get for your $1.5 trillion they can't account for, is nonsense like this. The Aero Office looked at U.S. government investigations and efforts related to UFOs dating back to 1945, but these reports did not contain any evidence of the U.S. possessing alien bodies or technology. They looked at, you know, the idea that these clowns investigated this stuff clear back to 1945 and put all this work into it and did all this studying and came up with this, you know, this really well thought out answer that there's nothing to see here, move along. It's insulting, really. I mean, we're paying these guys, what does the average federal employee make, like $125,000 a year or something, I think? I think $150,000 a year with the benefits. Maybe like $75,000, $80,000, I think, just starting out. I don't know. It's way more than the private sector. So you can imagine what you're paying these guys, the Sean Kirkpatricks and the Tim Phillips of the world. They're making big money. We looked at UFO-related cases back to 1945. I played around on the computer for a little bit. I read a few stories, and then I looked at Stephen Greenstreet's reports and some of the other debunkers, and then I decided that you UFO nuts don't know anything. Just sign my check. Some of the reported sightings of UFOs were people who unknowingly witnessed the testing or use of classified U.S. technology. For example, the claims of seeing alien spacecraft near Roswell, New Mexico in the late 1940s were consistent with the balloon launched under a classified program called Project Mogul. Now, that's an absolute bald-faced lie. We talked about this. This author is either knowingly or unknowingly lying about that. We covered this thoroughly on the podcast, went through and talked about how the person in charge of Project Mogul said that they weren't able to launch a balloon that week because of the winds. Go back and listen to the podcast. Links to all of the evidence that was presented at CoFi and Locals. So that's just another lie. The aggregate findings of all the United States government investigations to date have not found even one case of UAP representing off-world technology, the report said. Now, that's a pretty big statement to say. They haven't found even one case of UAP representing off-world technology. They would have to have taken every single case and just broken it down, you know, line by line. They're talking about proving things when we're talking about getting evidence for or against something. So to sit there and say that they didn't find even one case of UAP representing off-world technology, they're saying open, shut case. If they were a truly open-minded, fair-minded person, they would say the evidence leads us to believe this was not off-world. There's no way you can study these UFOs the same way you would study a lab rat. You don't have that level of control. So the best you can hope for is evidence for or against. The Aero Office is also collecting and investigating new reports and sightings of unidentified objects. Phillips said approximately 1,200 cases have been reported to his office. On average, the office receives about 100 new cases each month and clears roughly the same number. In February, the office closed 122 cases, Phillips said, most of which was debris in the atmosphere. He said 68% of the cases consisted of balloons and airborne garbage that advanced sensors were able to detect. I have a real problem with this. If there was that much garbage flying around at altitude, wouldn't you expect these passenger planes to be flying into this stuff all the time. Asked if they had detected any adversarial technologies, Phillips said, as far as advanced technologies, there's been some cases, but we can't discuss that here. More nonsense. Last October, Sean Kirkpatrick, the former director of AARO, told CNN there are some indicators that are concerning that may be attributed to foreign activity, and we are investigating those very hard. We know that they're not. Phillips went on to say that his office had played a part in detecting a Chinese spy balloon that floated across the continental United States before it was shot down last February. I can discuss that AARO assisted in helping identify the high-altitude balloon that came from China, said Phillips. We were involved in that case. I mean, how much would it take to identify that balloon? Like they did a big deal. I mean, people looking outside their house up in the air could see that that thing was a Chinese spy balloon of some sort of spy balloon. Not that they cared until people complained about it. But you didn't need AARO to tell us that. Now, I want to look at this other article here. It talks a little bit more about this. This is from DefenseScoop.com. DOD developing Gremlin capability to help personnel collect real-time UAP data. This is just such a cruel joke on the face of it. I mean, it's a way for these guys to set up a scam, a program, where somebody carries out a black box with a microphone attached to it, sets it down, you know, out in the middle of pasture somewhere, or on top of, you know, one of their vehicles, turns it on for a couple hours, and then takes it back to the AARO office and says, we can't talk about it because it's top secret. This will do nothing for bringing disclosure to the whole UFO phenomena. It says, DOD developing Gremlin capability to help personnel collect real-time UAP data. AARO's acting director, Tim Phillips, gave his first off-camera invite-only media engagement at the Pentagon this week. They're not interested in hard questions. They brought a bunch of these lackeys in because they knew that they would let them get their narrative out there. So this is what he's trying to do. He's creating, or his department is creating, a limited hangout. That is these Gremlin boxes that they're going to take around to various locations. Mark my word, they'll be at the Skinwalker Ranch, and they'll have a real high woo factor to them. Woo, look at the noises. Woo, look at the electromagnetic indicators. But there'll be no real strong evidence presented to show these phenomena are occurring. Not like what you had when Matt Gaetz went down there to Florida and got the sketches from one of the pilots who saw one of these things off the coast of Florida. So this is about bottling up these reports. This is about keeping the blinders on, not letting the public see any more than they want them to see. Classic limited hangout. This article is written by Brandy Vincent, March 8th, 2024. It says the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office is producing and refining a new deployable surveillance capability, the Gremlin system. It'll probably do a better job of listening to your phone calls and your conversations in your living room than it will tracking a UFO. To enable personnel to capture real-time data and more rapidly respond to unidentified anomalous phenomena incidents as they occur, the acting chief of the office told Defense Scoop during a press briefing Wednesday. Tim Phillips, AARO's acting director on assignment from the Office of Director of National Intelligence, shared the first public details about these in-the-works sensor-equipped Gremlin kits during the Wednesday briefing, which was more broadly focused on the office's release of the congressionally required Volume 1 report on the historical record of U.S. government involvement with UAP. That report is attached below. And that report basically says, see nothing, say nothing. We're working with some of the government labs, such as the Department of Energy labs, and we have a great partner with Georgia Tech. And what we're doing is developing a deployable, configurable sensor suite that we can put in a Pelican case. We're going to be able to pull it off to the field to do a long-term collection. Since the UAP target, that signature, is not clearly defined, we really have to do hyperspectral surveillance to try to capture these incidents, explains Phillips, who stepped into the AARO lead role when its inaugural service director, Sean Kirkpatrick, departed last year. Yeah, what a mouthful. So you're going to bring these black boxes out, dump them off somewhere, and let them listen. What good will that do? The AARO team began developing the sensors and associated capabilities for Gremlin in October. Man, I would love to know what these things cost. I bet they are a fortune. I think you can see what's happening here. They're monetizing the UFO phenomena. Okay, they got to scare the living daylights out of people, you know, convince them that it could be the Russians or the Chinese, and then they start providing solutions. Problem, saw a UFO. Reaction, no, you didn't. Problem, saw a UFO. Reaction, well, maybe you did. Let's go ahead and make this gremlin. It's a really super expensive electronic box that can listen to you. We'll put it out in your neighborhoods and see if we can find if there's any UFOs running around. Oh, by the way, we might actually record some of your personal conversations and comings and goings. Is that okay? It's picking up a lot of bats and birds. We're learning a lot about solar flaring. We're really starting to understand what's in orbit around our planet and how we can eliminate those as anomalous objects, he said. So you've been doing this. He says the team currently experimenting with the Gremlin at a very large range in Texas. Doesn't tell you where it's at, though, does he? Where officials have been testing the system against known drone-type targets and some unknown targets as well. So we'll spend a few million dollars out here listening to birds and bats. We're learning a lot about solar flaring. What's that got to do with UFOs? So they're learning about everything but UFOs. That's the distraction part of it. Go out, spend a ton of money on something that's going to do absolutely nothing to bring us disclosure, and then tell people how much you've done for us. From there, the plan is to present the system to Defense Department leadership to deploy in response to reports of UAP encounters in military significant locations or near U.S. critical infrastructure. Well, yes. We can put these bad boys up all over the country. In fact, we could put them up in a cell phone tower near you, maybe. Put them up at a courthouse near you. Put them up at a school near you. Just in time that they can drag in all of your phone data, every keystroke on your computer, every conversation in your living room, and especially the ones on your telephone. Might even be able to tell what podcast you're listening to. That's what's happening here. This is the kernel. This is where it starts. We've already got a surveillance state set up. It's fertile ground. Now all we need to do is have Aero put these little boxes everywhere. And while they're looking for UFOs, they can listen to us. It says, if we have a national security site and there are objects being reported that trend within restricted airspace or within a maritime range or in the proximity of one of our spaceships, we need to understand what that is. And so that's why we're developing a sensor capability that we can deploy in reaction to reports. If they cared about the reports, they would talk to the people that are reporting them, and they wouldn't be trying to cover all this stuff up. Among its many congressional mandates, Aero is tasked with providing a secure mechanism via which DoD official and eventually others, users, can submit reports of possible UAP observances that could threaten national security. In the last month, we closed out 122 cases that were reported to AARO. 68% of those cases were assessed to be some form of what I call AARO garbage. Balloons, trash that's up there in the atmosphere that our advanced sensors were able to detect, Phillips said. We do see an increase in resolved cases where we identified unmanned aircraft system technology, so we're starting to see more UAS out there being reported through operational channels, he said. A couple things about this. If you cleared up 68% of the cases, what about the 32% that you weren't able to brush aside? What were those things? And then this whole business of unmanned aircraft system technology. What are you trying to say here? Do we have that many drones and balloons flying around? Come on. More gobbledygook. To date, the 18-month-old office has evaluated about 1,200 cases associated with military service. We approximately receive anywhere between 900 and 100 calls a month. And the article just kind of goes on and just repeats what it's been saying for the first half of the article. I won't read through all this because it's just more gobbledygook and more repetition, which is what I would expect from people that were invited to this invite-only media engagement. Here's the problem. You have this department of AARO where I just imagine that these guys do almost nothing all day. I just envision, you know, a few dozen people sitting around playing on the computer, doing whatever they want, scheduling their golf outings, doing next to nothing. And then every so often, they have to produce some kind of little gobbledygook report that they can feed to their friends in the media. No, invite-only media engagement at the Pentagon. They didn't invite the people that they thought were going to ask hard questions. They just invited that group of lackeys that they know who will put out this mainstream nonsense that so much of the population laps up. When you stop and think about how much we as taxpayers are paying for this nonsense and the lies and the absolute uselessness that's being foisted upon us on a daily basis, it's a little bit mind-boggling. But I bring this article up mainly because I want you to be aware of what's on the horizon. Aero, they're going to do something. The problem was the UFOs. The reaction were people was that people demanded something be done about this because a lot of people were already scared. They weren't thinking, well, if these things have been around this long, I mean, surely they would have done something by now, wouldn't they? No. This is America. We have to shoot first, ask questions later. So they shoot a few of them down, and then they come up with this solution. Gremlin, we'll put these little boxes that have these data collections in them that collect sound and solar flares, activity, all kinds of electromagnetic stuff, and we'll just put them all over the country. And they'll be on the lookout for UFOs while they listen to every word that comes out of your mouth. That's my opinion. That's the system that they want to set up. That's the system that they already have the infrastructure in place for total surveillance. And now we can use these UFO sightings as the boogeyman to flip the switch on that total surveillance system and ramp it up even more from the highly unbelievable level that it's already at. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.